Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, I laughed last year when I said that, and I'm still laughing. I don't know what it is about when I say I am the one and only. We have an exciting show for you tonight. It is Friday, the 2nd. Of 2015. Can you believe that? Last year we thrown it out, and this year it's 2 days into the new year. I want you to have a happy and safe Friday, and to everyone, and I do mean everyone, I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, which is in the East Coast, 5 p.m. in California, and to all my new listeners in California, I'm sending my kisses out. Ooh, I slobbed on my hand. It's 6 p.m. in Arizona, where my show plays at 6 p.m. And this show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you. And if you want to support the show, you can do that by going to my website, www.dsmpublications.net, and hit the donation button or call me, and you can become a sponsor of our show. And you will really, really, really be glad that you did. If you want to reach me or just listen to the show, you can dial 347-633-9376, or you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com, or DonSMcClure@AOL.com, or DonSMcClure@DSM Publications, where you will find all of my fascinating and wonderful books. And, of course, as I always say, I got a heck of a lot of emails, so there's no reason why anybody cannot reach me. We ended our year last year. We had a goal to reach 25,000 listeners. We ended our year with 30,215 listeners. So our goal was just really amazing. And this year, a young lady named Renee in Chicago, she bet me last year that I would make over 25,000 listeners. And she was right. And this year she says we're going to do over 50,000. And she says we might even reach 60,000. And I told her, oh, get out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. But she's always been right. So I think she needs to go into gambling. We are on our way to a great new year. I want to send a shout out to all my friends, my fans, my supporters, my family, my relatives, wherever the heck you are. And just everybody that just makes me one of the greatest writers and producers in the United States, in the world. I'm just a sweetie bitty. So let's get a few shouts out. I got to send a shout out to Diane in Texas. She is doing some fabulous things, and she really likes my book. She just got her new book today. She's reading that. I've got to send a shout out to my California people, definitely to Rosie. She is definitely out there near the Oakland area, and she's going to be a sponsor of our show next week. So that's going to be a great thing, and we definitely want to send a shout-out to her. And, of course, what would I be like without sending special shouts out to everybody that this supports my show, especially Ava. She's out there in California. She's listening tonight to see how well I do. And matter of fact, you know what? Her daughter works for Essence Magazine, and that's a great thing. So we got some great people listening. And just to everybody out there, I can't get all the names in. Oh, but I got to send a shout out to my friend Nina, who always tried to throw snowballs at me. She bought my board game for her two children, and they wore her out. She said she hated the game. She had to play with it all night. They were just really having a ball with it. They asked her, could they play today? And she said, heck to the no. No, she didn't say that. I'm telling the story. But anyway, they're enjoying the game. And just, I mean, I've had a great weekend, great everything, great week, just great everything. So I hope I did not miss anybody out there. If I did, blame it on my head, which is hard sometimes, and not on my heart, which is always soft. Oh, I'm just such a sweetie beady. So let's get the show started after a quick couple of PSAs. And when we come back, I'm going to play this track by Chaka Khan called Tearing It Up. And I'm telling you, you got to hear the words to this. It is just so amazing to hear the words to this track. I mean, she said, I'm going to make you love me. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to make you fall in love with me. You're going to need to call a doctor, call a hospital. She said, I'm going to blow you. Oh, man. And I say, oh, man, Chaka just told this guy, she going to tear him up. She said, I'm going to make you melt like the snow in the summer. Now, you know I got to play that track. So let me get to these quick PSAs, and I'm laughing already. And you know what? I miss my producer. He's going to be back with me next week, and I just love him so much. He is such a great guy. I mean, good. But let me play this quick PSA, and when we come back, we'll start the show. We're going to be talking about moving forward, and I want you to think about that when we talk about it. But it's 2015. I want you to enjoy the show, and let me get to this quick PSA about vinegar and what you can do with vinegar. I think some amazing things.
Welcome to the Vinegar Edition of Quick and Simple Life Hacks. We've put together a list of 10 interesting ways to make that bottle of vinegar work for you. Is your drain clogged and you don't have any Drano? Grab some vinegar and some baking soda. Pour about half a cup of baking soda into the drain and then a cup of vinegar. Once it stops foaming, wash it out with hot water. No more clog. Did a sticker or tape leave some sticky residue behind? Grab your white vinegar and saturate the area. Let it sit for a few seconds and then scrub away the goo quickly and easily. Does your trash can smell like something died in it even though it's empty? Simple. Grab a piece of bread and pour vinegar on it and let it soak up. Place it on the bottom of the can and let it sit overnight. When you remove it the next day, the awful smell will be no more. This also works great in any smelly place. Tired of buying all kinds of cleaning products? Make your own all-purpose cleaner. Get a spray bottle and fill it one-third of the way with vinegar and the rest with water. Add a few drops of dish soap and voila, a safe, highly effective cleaner for your bathrooms and kitchen. Did the fruit flies invade your home? You can easily catch them all. Get some apple cider vinegar and pour it into a small bowl. Cover the top with saran wrap and poke a few holes. Your trap is set. The flies will enter, but never leave. Need to get some wrinkles out of your clothes in a pinch? Take a spray bottle and add one part vinegar and three parts water. Mist the clothing and let it hang for a few minutes. After drying, you'll see that most of the wrinkles have flattened out. Is little Cuddles McCracken clawing at the furniture again? No worries. Put a little vinegar in a spray bottle and spritz the area. Cats hate vinegar, and they will avoid it like the plague. No more scratching. Tired of those lovely flowers dying so quickly? Pour a little apple cider vinegar in with some water and mix it around. Add the flowers to this new mixture, and they can stay alive much longer than before. Having a problem getting your glasses clean? Grab a soft cloth and add a little white vinegar to it. It will help remove all the dirt, smudges, and stains, leaving your glasses crystal clear and shiny. And finally, if your pots and pans have some hard-to-clean stains on them, simply place the pot on the stove, add a cup or two of white vinegar, and the same amount of water. Boil it for about 5 minutes, and your cookware will be as good as new.
Wow, man. I know I drink apple cider vinegar, but I didn't know it did all that. Woo! You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm ready to start. If you want to hear me, dial 347-633-9376. That's the number to dial. And again, we are ready to start tearing it up. That's the name of the song by Chaka Khan. Then we're going to talk about moving forward. So let's tear up the studio, tear up wherever the heck I go to, and even my laptop.
Just the fact that I could come wrong.
like that one. I like that by Shaka Khan. She said, I'm going to put you in the hospital. Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And no, ooh, I had to choke on that. I need some water. Sometimes I'll play some tracks that I really like. And the other day, I kid you not, I must have played that 187 times. And I like that when she say, just tear it up. I'ma tear you up. I say, man, Shaka ain't kidding. You listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and we are talking about moving forward. And my producer is now using the Skype. So I get to look at him right while I'm acting crazy. And he's already on the Skype shaking his head like, Don, you are still crazy. And I get a chance to see his lovely wife. Oh, man, they get so in love. And my maid, she actually comes on my Skype, too. So wherever I go, I never miss my crew. And I really like that. Today we are talking about moving forward. And I wrote something on Facebook. It said, this is the first show. It's called Moving Forward 2015. And I said, 2014 has came to an end. And now today, I don't want you posting anything bad from last year. This is a new start. The question is, did you meet 85 or 90% of your goals so that you can continue on the road of desire for success? Did you take that glass jar, like I told a lot of people last year, get a big glass jar and fill it up with 30 pieces of white paper? And at the end of each month, you'll be able to see your change. So if you want to do exercise, you write on there that you want to be a healthier person. And each day you take one of those sheets of paper and you mark it down, whether you did your exercise, you didn't exercise, or you felt like you got closer to your goal. Or if it was finance, then you put 30 at the end of all the sheets of paper. And each day you put a dollar in a jug or you take a piece of paper out. But if you end up in 90 days with 90 pieces of blank paper, then you know you didn't exercise. You know you didn't get whatever it is you were going after. And that's the thing that we talked about last year, testing yourself. The best way to see if you are reaching some of your goals. If you want to lose weight, you get that 30 pieces of paper, you write down the weight that you want to achieve, and each day you mark down whether you lost a pound, gained a pound, or whatever you did. But that 30 pieces of paper is going to help you gauge what it is you want to do. So that's the thing that we were talking about. Moving forward takes looking at your measurements in your life. If at the end of the year, 2015, you still have 365 blank pieces of paper for whatever it is you were working on, then you know you didn't achieve nothing the whole year. And if you get halfway through the year, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and you still don't see any progress, you'll be able to determine that. So it won't take a lot of people to tell you, it's not rocket science, that you can evaluate your own progress. And that's what's important. I find a lot of people, like I told them, I'm not talking about last year. I'm not going over last year's problems. I'm not going to even deal with that. We're going to start off because you don't want to be the kind of person that's at the starting line and the man has shot the gun and you're still standing there talking about, woe is me and this problem, that problem. You're not progressing. And if you keep doing that, 40 years will go by and you'll still be in the same place. And I don't want you to do that because I love my audience. I really love them. They are great. We got over 30,000 people listening to my show. My new book is out, Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. And now I'm starting on another book called My Sister Tiana. And just, oh, man, I need some water. Just so happened that I started talking about North Korea last year in my book. And lo and behold, this year, they're talking about North Korea's cyber tracking and all of that stuff. And I had wrote in my book that the young lady that has two identical looking sisters, they're identical triplets. She was actually, one of them was caught in North Korea and the other one is a top spy for the CIA. And the other one, her name is Tiana, and she started off in my second book. She's in the third book, and now she's in the fourth book. So it's really great to be able to write like that. But can you imagine what my vision was? I already knew the earlier part of 2014 and we were going to be having some issues with North Korea. So that's amazing. And when you can get that sharp, I guess you are considered one of the best in the world. They tell me my head is so big it can't even get through my car, through the door. They said, Don, you think you're something. I said, yes, I do. I love some Don McClure. And I want you to adapt that attitude. I want you to love yourself more than you love anything else in the world. Because when you do that, you get the best out of life because you believe in yourself. So I want you to start this year off believing, you know what, there's nobody greater than you. There's nobody ever going to be greater than you. And you're really going to do what you've got to do. And one more note before we go into another track. God gave everybody a brain. He just wants you to use it and start thinking better and get up off your knees. Quit saying, oh, he's gonna. Think about that. He gave you one of the most miraculous bodies in the world and a brain to make choices. So try to make some better choices on the 2nd of January. And we're going to talk more about moving forward, but I'm going to play this track by Chaka. Do you like what you feel? And I'm telling you, she must have really, really, really been in love. She is saying, hey, do you like what you feel? I like Chaka anyway. Chicago girl, Chaka Khan.
Oh,
Now I'm telling you, if you think I can't sing, I don't know what you're thinking about. Do you like what you feel? Do you love me? Man, I like Chaka Khan. She's our featured artist for tonight. It's Chaka Khan. That track that I played earlier, Tear It Up, that's from her 2013 album. And it seems like it was only yesterday. But Chaka's been cutting up for a long time. And the thing about her is moving forward. Remember we told you that's our word for tonight, right? You got to start thinking about your life like a seed. If you planted the seeds last year, you expect to see them grow this year. You don't expect for them to stay a seed. That's one of the biggest problems that people have. They keep talking like as if the end of the year comes and they're like, well, I'm starting off all new. No, you don't want to start off all new. There's going to be some new things. But what you want to do is see the fruits of your progress from last year. So whatever year it was, you continue to grow just like a child. A child does not stay the same size forever. They're born, they start to grow, they become young people, they become young adults, even in school. You go to elementary, junior high, high college. So what would make people think that every year you're supposed to be looking at the same results from 2-3 years ago? Doesn't even make sense. So that's one of the things that we're talking about, moving forward. And remove all the obstacles, doubt, because you're going to have problems. You're never going to be 100% of anything. Even all the sprays that you get for bacteria, they say 99.9. They never say 100. So don't let anybody fool you with that nonsense. You've got to believe in yourself first. And I see my producer shaking his head like yes on the Skype. And the thing is, we started to show off. I mean, we've really grown and we continue to grow. I've got great listeners, great fans, and I'm writing some really amazing, great stories. And you get better at it. Don't ever expect to be perfect, because there is nothing that's perfect on this earth. But if you believe in yourself, whatever it is, love, romance, health, conversations, career, take control of it and realize that it is like a seed. You just keep growing and you're watching it. Remember the man on the vinegar thing said, put some apple cider vinegar in your water for your flowers. Man, I kind of like that guy there, man. And matter of fact, I like all my PSAs because they're really good. But the thing is, I want you to slow down for a minute and think about, are you moving forward? And if you have not moved forward, throw that out and just say, today, you know what, I might not have moved forward yesterday, but I'm doggone sure going to move forward today. I'm going to be like Don S. McClure. Think a lot of yourself, no matter what anybody says. So I know I'm good. I know I'm great. And I like that. Do you like what you feel? That's a good track. I like that. I'm going to play this track, and we're going to slow it down for a second because I want you to mull over what I'm saying. It's by a young lady from Asia named Kiko Matsui. It's called Bridges Over the Stars. And again, we're talking about moving forward. So we want you to think about that romantic night. You're walking outside. There's the stars. Well, not in Chicago, because we usually get a lot of snow, and not in Indiana and Missouri and wherever else. What the heck? But those stars come out. Think of yourself like a star. And then listen to this track. Get you a nice glass of wine or some water or some cocoa or whatever the heck it is, some apple juice. And listen to this track by Kiko Matsui, Bridges Over the Stars, because you're the new star. You're my star, you know, and I'm your star, and I'm everybody's star. But anyway, listen, think about how positive you can be with your life, because you know what? You got a brain, you got a heart, and just keep moving forward, and don't let anybody tell you that you can't make it. Nobody. I don't care what they say. You just keep telling them that you can. Now, you talk about somebody that could play piano. That's Kiko Matsui. And the thing is, I started playing Kiko a long time ago because my brothers basically, they played jazz a lot. And one of my brothers used to play with Ramsey Lewis. I've said it 50 million times. But the thing I liked about growing up in a family, a large family, I kept moving forward. So there was a time, and I've said this before, that I couldn't speak. So I really, really had to gain some self-confidence. Now I can't shut up. Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny to me. But you know what I want you to think about is whatever you were ailing from, divorce, your boyfriend quit you, your girlfriend quit you, your dog left you, just throw that stuff to the side. Your catfish bit you. Your catfish. Oh, man, that's crazy. It's too much tea. I drink a lot of tea when I'm doing my show, so sometimes it drives me crazy. But I want you to have some laughter and joy in your life. Get rid of all that gloom and doom. I don't even want you talking like that anymore. I want you to look at those stars. Remember when you were a kid growing up? The whole world was something just amazing to you. Once you get that feeling back, nobody can beat you. Just say like Shaka Khan, I'm a tie you up. I'm going to send you to the doctor. I'm going to make so much love to you. Oh, man, that's deep. That's moving forward. But the true thing about life, you can see where you're going. All you got to do is slow down for a minute. Take a look at where you are. Like whenever I used to play Kiko Matsui and I'd be on the road driving at night, man, I'd look at the stars, just cruise along, and just feel that really good energy because I knew I was going to another level. Traveled to different cities, got a chance to see some different things, and I'm going to get a chance to get out to California. Never been there, but I'm going to enjoy me some California. And then I got to go to Texas. So it's you know what? It's just life is what you make it. So you take those apples, you crush them up, and you make you some apple juice. Do like I do. Hey, I just ate a piece of a pizza, actually, and I thought it said margarita. I said, man, no wonder I'm laughing my head off. But actually, it didn't say margarita. It did say sausage and stuff. But I wonder what the heck was that? Some kind of tomato. And I really thought it was a margarita. It had some kind of alcohol in it. No, it didn't. I'm just joking. But anyway, think about this. The more you push yourself to be at ease with life, you can avoid all the bad things that are out there. And some of them you're going to run into, but you don't have to worry about them because you know what? You're going to make it better. Hey, I got a track I want to play for you. Sometimes on our show, we do a little gospel. I play a lot of jazz, a lot of foreign music, but I'm going to play this track by CeCe Wine, and it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Because I know my mother must have said that about me. It wasn't easy having done, but it was worth it. Oh, man, I love my mother.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nails through my hand, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. It wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy. It wasn't
My brothers used to say, God, I can't stand my brother Don. See, it wasn't easy. But I guess it was worth having him as a brother. Oh, man. Oh, wow. That is just too much tea. I like that song. That's for the little gospel people out there. It wasn't easy. Oh, man. I can sing a little bit, too. I don't care what nobody say. I am going to sing on my show because I can. Because it's not easy listening to me, but it's worth it. Oh, man. You know what? The best thing about having a joy about yourself, nobody can ruin your self-esteem. Nobody. So I want everybody to have that great self-esteem and just believe you are the best in the world. It doesn't mean you're conceited. It just means you believe in yourself. If you're going to move forward, you got to have a strong attitude to say, you know what? Be like, you remember the story called The Little Train That Could? I think I can. I think I can. Ooh, I'm telling my age. I know I can. I know I can. That little train just ran all over the place. Well, that's what it is about life. Your dreams, your desires, whatever it is you want. You focus in on that and continue to grow with it. Don't keep talking about starting. Do it. Just do it. Just be like Nike. Just do it. That's the thing about life. Enjoy life. Because I'm going to be here till Moses comes back, Hezekiah. I always say I'm going to see the man on the ark, Noah. Oh, man. Two by two. Just think if it was two of me. Man, y'all would be in trouble. I'm going to play this track by Sierra. Then we're going to do a quick PSA. But we're talking about moving forward. Testing yourself is the best way to see if you are reaching some of your goals. Now, I wrote that. I want you to test yourself. See, you could get all the advice from everybody else, but only you know whether or not you ate too much, you didn't exercise, you did whatever you wasn't supposed to be doing. Make yourself accountable, because once you become accountable to yourself, that's when the answers will all come. Just like having a headache. If you know you got a headache, either drink some water or take some aspirins, one or the other. But there is a solution for everything that you think about. So I know this year is popping, turning it up, turning it down. Hey, what is that the new word? Turn it up? Whatever. But my thing is this. Believe in yourself. That's all you got to do. The rest of the stuff, it'll just happen because you want it to happen. I'm already up to 9 books, and pretty soon I'll be up to 15 by the end of this year. And that's amazing. So I hope them North Koreans don't come after me after I write this next book. They say Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is. He say his country don't like people writing about them. Ah, too bad. I'm going to write it anyway. But anyway, so if they break in my email, then you'll know. Ooh, I can't have them break it in my email. That's something else. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And again, it's Don S. McClure on a Friday. And I love my audience. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Ooh, I love to kiss, too. I just love. I'm going to have some fun doing Valentine's Day. I'm going to kiss everybody coming down the street. Well, not the guys, but the girls. Anyway, let me let you listen to the show and play Sierra. She's got a track called Body Party. And she said, hey, my body, your body, we going to body party. I like that. I might play that at the club next week when I go to the Spanish club where I hang at. Go crazy. I like that, man. I like when people feel happy and in love. Hey, I was on the plane. I told you this last year. This married couple, they were just so in love while he worked on his computer. She leaned over and kissed him. And, man, I should have been playing that track, Body Parts. She said she just couldn't keep her hands off him. Woo! I mean, this music just makes me go crazy in the studio. Last week, I was dancing with my mom. I put a blonde wig on my mop, man, and I was slow dancing with my mop, and it was fun. I was like, man, but I didn't have that track. You're listening to the Donnis McClure Show. And my producer just sent me a note to my Don. I'm going to commit you. It's something wrong with you. Ooh. Sometimes he even asks me, Don, where you get that music from? I have to listen to 250 tracks a week. So you know I must be crazy as a to play 250 tracks. Some of them artists I go like, man, I don't know, but I like that one. That's by Sierra. Body Party. I hope I pronounced their name right. Sometimes I'll screw up the names on these artists. But I want you to think about moving forward. And again, it's a great feeling to see your life evolve. Evolve into what you want. I am going to enjoy California so much. I am looking definitely with ecstatic nerves, if that's a word for you. I'm going to Texas. And I love some Texas. I might even get a chance to see Joel Osteen in Houston. Who knows? But I'm going all over this darn United States. Actually, I'm taking pictures. And when you get a chance, I'm having a gallery showing. And it's going to show a lot of the pictures that I've already taken. Because I'm working on a book about attitudes. And I believe that what you surround yourself around, beauty and art, you start to think higher and better. So moving forward. Man, that was just something else. Let me get this quick PSA in, which is my favorite PSA for last year. Yes, I'm going to play it, and then we've got some other PSAs to play, but I got to play this one. It's about light bulbs, and I want you to check your light bulbs in your house.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Yeah, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And you know, every time I play that track, I still say, did you hear Jimmy talking about, did Grandma tell you what to get? How come Grandma got to tell me what kind of light bulbs to get? Like, I don't know what kind of light bulb to get. How come she can't say, did Grandpa tell you what kind of light bulbs to get? No, it's always got to be the woman to tell you what to get in the store. Like guys can't shop. I mean, we know how to shop. We know how to pick out hamburger meat and whatever else. And let me tell you something. I went to the store to get something, right? To get some orange juice or something, whatever it was. And I was standing in the juice department, and I picked up some carrot juice and something else. And this young lady going to ask me, did you know what was in that carrot juice? It's really good for you. And I said, mind your own business. No, I didn't. I'm telling a story. My mother would get me about telling them stories. Actually, I did get the carrot juice, and it was really good. And I wasn't mean, because I tell people don't be mean all the time. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only, on a Friday, on the 2nd of 2015. Can you believe it is a new year, and I am so thrilled. Oh, man, I'm going to kiss this year like I ain't never kissed before. Ooh, I like that. I just love to kiss. It's just, and you don't have to say kiss. You say kiss. And then if you want to say more, you say mo. You don't say more, you say mo. My producer, he's shaking his head. He's like, Don, I'm about to hurt you. I'm about to get you. Listen, I'm going to play a track by Regina Bell. Well, actually, first, I'm going to take you overseas. I got a track that it's called Symphony or Symphatale, and it's by some artists that's over in Honduras, and they can cut up too. They got some other tracks. You're not going to understand what he's saying, but they can play this kind of music, and it's really good because we always play foreign tracks and classical tracks and gospel. We just play some great music. So I'm going to look up the artist. I forgot his name, actually. I was looking earlier trying to find it. I was like, nah, man, that's shame on you. But anyway, I'm going to play this track for you. And it's really great. I like the beat in it. I want you to listen to the beat, though, because this guy can really play guitar. Seriously, he's really good. Thank you.
mais mon corps en éveil. Tout est sensuel, rien n'y bouscule. On se glisse lentement vers le crépuscule. Tu es celle à qui la nuit ne pourrait finir. Le diamant éternel qui s'illumine. Tu es la femme qu'on voudrait jamais, jamais laisser partir.
That's French. I said, Donna, I like me some that Don McClure. I said, Donna, he is so sure. Oh, man. I want you to think about moving forward and doing the measurement of life. You know, when you think about how far you really, really want to go in life, people are living to be 100, 110, 130. They might even try to live to be 150. But the thing is, the quality of life that you live. See, it's not about the money you make. It's not about the cars you drive. It's not about the buildings you live in. It's really about the quality of life, which is the quality of the joy in your life. You could have so much joy in life, you're the richest person in the world because you are having so much joy. If you enjoy your life, you'll live longer. It's a fact that the healthier that your thoughts are, the longer you'll live. The worse that your thoughts are, you'll depress yourself, you'll make your body shut down. So whenever you get angry about something or disappointed and it just doesn't go your way, just say, hey, let's get you a bottle of cognac, lay on the couch, cry for about 2 weeks, and then get over it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. But look at where you are in life. You know what? You can have the best in life because you've already got it. You got yourself. And that is so important. So that's why I say it. No more of that sad stuff. It's time to look at if you want to exercise more, then do it. Join a health club or just get some exercise equipment at home. Or just hang out at somebody's house and exercise. You know, dancing is the best exercise in the world. And when I played that track, I can imagine my little body moving around. And it's a do-do-da. Ooh, I love to dance. I really do. And you know what? I want you to think about whatever makes you happy. Make that your moving forward. If it's collecting butterflies or collecting pennies, whatever the heck it is. You know what? I'm going to play this track by Regina Bell called You Make Me Feel Brand New. And I'm telling you, I feel so brand new. But look out, because I'm going to kiss till I can't kiss no more, till my lips fall off. Whew, that's a lot of kissing. Anyway, you're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I just got a text in from my maid, Mr. McClure. That's right, she's Spanish. Mr. McClure, you acting up on the radio. I have to tell you. Oh, man, I haven't seen her since last year either. Can you believe I went to a health food store and told the guy, I haven't seen you since last year? And he just looked at me and said, Don, you crazy. You are really crazy. You listen to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday. 347-633-9376 is the number you can call and listen in, like my sister does in Iowa. And I love my big sister. She is such a sweetie beauty. Actually, I love my whole family, my brothers, sisters, cousins, nieces, nephews, my children, because I have two sons and a daughter. And I just love them so much. I just kiss them all on their forehead when I see them. They're like, oh, Dad, you're slobbing on me. You're listening to Regina Bell. You Make Me Feel Brand New. And somebody better make me feel brand new this year. Not old new, but brand new. That's a heck of a song. You know, that was written by Linda Creed. And man, if I slow dance with somebody on that song, I'm gonna hold them so close they won't be able to breathe. Oh man. But the young lady that wrote that was dynamic. She was from the East Coast. Her name is Linda Creed, and her family, after she passed from breast cancer, started a foundation for her. It's called the Linda Creed Foundation. But she could write some heck of a song. And no matter what happened to her, she kept moving forward. So you got to find that inner strength and just keep moving forward. But man, my mop would be in trouble right now. I'd be dancing so slow, tight with my mop, rubbing its long, moppy head. I just won't kiss my mop. That's all. Oh, man. I like that song. You make me feel brand new. Oh, Lord. Get some singing lessons. You're listening to the Daughters McClure Show, and I am the one and only. My board is lit up with blue lights. That means a lot of people are listening to my show on their telephone. So you can get me at www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. And you can enjoy yourself on a Friday. I mean, it is 8:13. We only got 15 more minutes to go. And man, I am enjoying my show and I'm enjoying my audience. But I'm telling you, you in trouble because I'm a kiss till my lips fall off. Till they just fall on the floor. And holler, please, Don, please, please, baby, please. Oh, man, I'm having some fun this year. I had some fun last year, and I'm going to have even greater fun this year. So I want you to think about moving forward. If you got a health plan and you really want to exercise, just do it. If you want to talk more, have more conversations, enjoy your life, hey, just do it. Just keep moving forward. And always think about your life moving in the right direction. Don't even worry about the heck of what happened before. So find that love of your life and just kiss them. Just kiss them till you can't kiss no more. Just say, I'm kissing you because Don McClure told me to kiss you. Oh, man. I told you that. I remember when I was engaged once, I had a diamond ring, and I ran down the street just showing everybody that diamond ring. I've had so many great stories in my life. It has been a joy being me. And I'm looking forward to 2015 being even greater. Just a great life, great memories, great everything. What the heck? I might even give me a 12-pack instead of a 6-pack. Because right now I got a 3-pack. And if I keep eating the pizzas, I'm going to have an 88-pack. Oh, man. You're listening to Don S. McClure on a Friday. And I'm surprised my priest, and yes, I said priest, I'm surprised he hasn't emailed me and told me to come to Mass like he usually say, Don, you need to come to Mass. You know, I used to be an altar boy when I was a kid. And I hate to tell people I used to steal that wine and eat the bread. It was fun, too. I got a track that I'm going to play, and I'm looking at my board because I'm trying to figure out what the heck it is I want to play. Oh, man, that's really ridiculous. My producer would kill me. He'd say, Don, man, play the track. I'm going to play a track by Trey Songz. Is that his name? Trez? T-R-E-Z? Whatever it is. Anyway, Trey Songz or Trey Songz or whatever it is. Anyway, he's got a good song. And again, all these people are in love and they love their babies and they don't want to lose them and they want to keep them and they want to kiss them till their lips fall off. So I'm going to play Trey Songz. He's got a good song now.
I'm not
to join my girl. It's simply amazing. I like that, man. I can see my guys. They got their flags in the air. Go, Don, go. It's simply amazing. Ooh. Boy, now Trey cut up on that one, man. I might play that again. I know Mickey Howard drive me crazy, but I kind of like that song. He says she is simply amazing. He say, man, and she behind him, she make him go crazy. I like that song, man. I played it the other day when I was listening to tracks. I said, I kind of like that. Simply amazing. That's a man that's telling his woman, man, you simply amazing, baby. He got off work. He running down the street, jumped out his car, had flowers in his hand. You simply amazing. Man, it's sweating up in here. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And that Trey just got me, man. And I usually don't. The guys are okay, but Trey just got me. I'm going to use that for my theme song. Simply amazing. Woo! Man, we're playing some good music. It is 8:20. We only got 10 more minutes to go. I better quit fooling around, man. I'm going to play my girl, Mesa. Everybody know I love some Mesa. It's the new year. And I got to play my girl, Mesa, because that's my girl. But I'm telling you, man, a beautiful woman that you really love and all that stuff, she is simply amazing. Hey, man, I should be a poet. know, that's my girl, Mesa. And that always reminds me, you know how when you're out with your girl, and this is a while ago, and anyway, you're standing there on the little bridge, and you're near the grass, and she's standing behind you, and you just fall straight back, and she's supposed to catch you. Do you know that girl let me fall on the ground? I'm telling a story. No, I'm not. But I like that Mesa track.
Waiting all my life, I'm waiting to fall in your arms, Don McClure.
Oh, man. I swear I would take me some singing lessons there, but that's Mesa. That's my girl. You know, a lot of the tracks that I play, I got over 300 albums in my library. So moving forward, I'll probably have 500. But I want you to think about that before we go. Moving your life, I want you to test yourself. If you don't want to use the jar or whatever, just do what you want to do. But find you a method to write down how you're progressing and look at that. And sometimes just lay back in your bathtub with some oil and champagne, your man if he's there, your boyfriend or whatever. But just think about how far you came. And think about some of those songs where people are really, really in love and they really just can't get enough of anybody. You know what? When you feel that joy, there is nothing else like it on this earth. You feel like you could go conquer the world, like Trey Songz. Simply amazing. I mean, I like that song. Matter of fact, I'm going to play that song one more time before I get out of here because I got 3 more minutes to go. I have enjoyed myself. I want you to enjoy life. That's all you have. I mean, that's a great thing to do. Just be yourself. Be true to yourself and test yourself and watch your life grow forward. Don't even think about all that other nonsense. And just do like I do. Just say, what the heck? You know, Trey Songz, he cussed on my show, though. He ain't supposed to cuss. He said, hey, he said damn or something like that. Oh, I forgot I just said that. So you can't say that on the radio. I thought he said hell. He said he don't care. He don't give a darn because he going to love that girl. Simply amazing. And you know what? A beautiful woman in your life is simply amazing. It's just simply amazing. I see my producer write me like, play the darn song before you go. I got to find it. That's what I'm fooling around for. Oh, okay, Trey Songz. Hey, listen, I enjoyed myself. You've been with me for an hour and a half. Enjoy the rest of my show with Trey Songz. And I'll see you next Friday. And I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I told you, I'm going to kiss till my lips fall off.
Sun comes rolling in. We're lost in these covers, and all I feel is skin. I slowly kiss your face, beautiful in every way. You are. See, I'm a man that don't believe in much, but I'd be damned if I don't believe in us. How we play a fight up in the bathroom. Next thing you know, I'm making love to you. Girl, promise me you'll never change. She ain't perfect, but she's worth it. Every breath I breathe for the life of me. And I know I might not deserve it, but she loves me. And it's simply amazing. The girl's a work of art, and I can't help but